One other thing that I'd like to mention today is resistance. Okay? Because often, well, sometimes it happens at the beginning of the retreat, sometimes in the middle of the retreat. You know, that resistance comes up. It doesn't come up so much at the end, because then your mind isn't here, it's your mind is where you're going. You know, and we really started this retreat off with a bang, taking precepts on the second day. Usually we take precepts more towards the end of the retreat, so it gives the new people more of a chance to ease into the retreat. But because, you know, they sat with us today on the second day of the retreat, well, we just took precepts today. Okay? So resistance comes up in many different forms. And it's very important in our practice to note resistance as resistance. Because where it becomes dangerous is when we don't see resistance as resistance and we see it as the truth. Okay? Because our mind will make up all sorts of incredible stories that we really believe are true. And some of the people who have been on retreat before, I bet you could probably tell some very interesting stories about your prior retreat experiences and the kind of stories your mind made up on retreat about how you should definitely leave, you know, and about how you can't do this practice, and this practice anyway, even if I could do it, it's not the kind of practice I want to do. Okay? So resistance comes up in many ways. One way is through our body. Yeah, your knee hurts and you become completely convinced that you are going to be paralyzed forever. Your back hurts and you are sure that, you know, there's going to be permanent back damage and you're going to need surgery. You know, we have a little bit of pain and the mind, woo, you know, it goes to this extreme conclusion and says, I can't do this. You know, no, I cannot do this. You know, I've got to get up. You know, I've got to leave. It's just too painful. It's causing permanent damage. Yeah. Or we're taking precepts today, and I know I promised I was only going to eat one meal, but, you know, I'm sure my brain cells are going to die if I don't eat more, you know? And I'm going to have intestinal trouble and, you know, I'm going to have all these, you know, incredible diseases if I don't eat. Yeah. So the mind makes up all these kinds of stories. Or it makes up stories like, well, I knew there was, you know, Chan Resi practice and reciting mantra and visualization before I came. But I don't like this practice. Why am I visualizing Chan Resi? It's a little heaven, a little. I don't know if I want to do this. And we're chanting all this mantra. And you know, why am I chanting this mantra? I would much rather think I am the center of the universe. I am the center of the universe. I am the center of the universe. Why am I chanting a mantra pending home? You know? I mean, come on, what's all this stuff about creating compassion? It just isn't possible. We are inherently selfish. You know, and this retreat is so much ritual, so much stuff I don't understand. You know, this is all just a bunch of hogwash. Yeah. I want to just sit quietly and smile. Of course, we try and sit quietly in samadhi and what's going on in our mind the whole time. Okay. So the mind just comes up with all sorts of stuff. You know. Or you look at one person in the retreat, you know. Oh, here's this person. They remind me of, you know, my colleague that did my job 10 years ago, and I hated that colleague. So I can't stand this person too, because they remind me of my colleague. How can I sit in this room, you know, with this person for 7 days? It's driving me crazy. It reminds me too much of that jerk I worked with 10 years ago. I better go home and watch television. Yeah? I mean, you just watch what goes on in your mind. And, you know, these thoughts will come up and we believe them. part of what happens in retreat. So the thing to do is to just step back and notice. Okay? Notice what these thoughts are. Evaluate, are they true or not true? Okay? You'll find other thoughts. You know, you're sitting there meditating. And it's, you know, the second day of retreat. Oh, I wonder when I left the house if I turned the stove off. Oh, I bet I didn't turn the stove off. And I'm sure that thing hanging above the stove fell on it. Probably the whole house is burnt down by now. Oh, this is terrible. I really better go home. You know, because I really think I left the stove on. I remember this phone call. I was supposed to return this phone call before I came to retreat. I didn't do it. This person's going to be so mad at me. I mean, I know I haven't talked to them in 3 months, but, you know, now that they finally called and I'm not calling them back because I'm on retreat, oh, they're going to be really mad at me. I better go home. Or my colleagues at work, you know, I took this week off of work, mm-hmm. and I know they said I can go, but I'm sure the office can't function without me. You know, everybody at work is just going to be totally bonkers because I'm not there to hold down the fort. I better go home and go back to work. Yeah? You know, all of a sudden we are indispensable and the world is going to collapse without us. Yeah? I mean, nobody's laughing. I think you must be thinking like that. Yeah. I'm sure my family is, you know, they're not functioning without me. I better go back to my family. I know everybody's busy this weekend and they're not going to be home, but if I'm not there to hold down the fort, the whole family's going to fall apart. Yeah. This is just the stuff our mind makes up. Okay. So when these kind of thoughts come into the mind, instead of believing them, just look at them and ask yourself, are these true? Are these thoughts true? Is everything really going to fall apart if I'm not there? Has the house really burnt down? Did I really forget to turn off the stove? Well, I didn't even turn it on that day. But never mind. You know, and just watch. So instead of buying into everything our mind thinks, just step back and, you know, learn to evaluate it, learn to assess it. After a while, you might even see some humor in it. Yeah? Because sometimes what we think is really funny. Yeah, it's really funny. And, you know, you're not the only one having these funny kind of thoughts, so don't worry about it.